American women are losing up to $1.5 million over the course of their lifetimes. How? By not negotiating for equitable wages and benefits. In Wisconsin, the gender wage gap is 22 cents per dollar, according to the National Partnership for Women and Families. Instructors at UWM are now teaching future women graduates how to negotiate. WUWM's Michaela Martin saw the program in action.
The place women should start carving out a better financial path for their lives is with their first job, according to Christine Wolf.
I mean, when I first started working, it never even occurred to me to negotiate for a salary, unfortunately. I was never taught to do that. No one ever suggested to me that that was something I should do.
So, Wolf now teaches young women how to negotiate with employers. She's one of the facilitators of the Equal Pay Day Salary Negotiation Program at UWM. It offers workshops in a small conference room.
Great, next. You got the job. Once you received the offer, you also started to negotiate.
Only two students showed up for this last class, even though 16 RSVP'd. Amid the empty chairs and unopened workbooks, Monica Comancho offers advice to the future grads.
So when you receive your job offer, you may receive the starting salary number as well. If not, you should ask for what the starting salary is along with what the benefits package is. So get it in writing so that you have time to review.
There's more advice. Research your desired job beforehand, and don't be too emotional or too aggressive when negotiating. Then comes the crucial part of the program, role-playing, complete with scripts. Facilitator Christine Wolf demonstrates the language of negotiation with instructor Alejandra Lopez.
We hope you will accept our offer of $58,000.
Thank you. I am confident I'll bring value to the organization. However, according to my research, the market rate in the area for someone in this position with my demonstrated skill set is $60,000 to $68,000 per year. Would you consider an offer within that range?
Well, I see your point. Going above $58,000 is close to the maximum salary I can offer for this position, though.
I appreciate that. However, given my experience, I hope we can work together to come to a salary that reflects my qualifications.
This is something I've struggled with for a long time as far as knowing how to negotiate.
Natasha White is watching and listening. She's a junior business major.
I think sometimes I do get intimidated easily, especially with men. And a lot of times that's who I've interviewed with, so I really want to brush up on that.
White says one of her biggest questions has been where to start when it comes to salary.
And I've always wondered when you're going too high or too low. So that's why I've always refrained from saying anything. So I guess getting a number out there is the best thing I really learned.
While the focal point of negotiations may be salary, facilitator Jean Salzer tells students to also keep benefits in mind.
Benefits are usually based on salary, so the benefits may be less, which including retirement benefits, so that over the course of a lifetime, it can become a huge difference.
And it can all start with that first job. So instructor Christine Wolf hopes more young people begin practicing the art of negotiation and advocating for themselves.
I think one of the barriers is that wage negotiation is still something that isn't talked about a lot. And so I think a lot of people, men and women, don't know what they're actually missing. They don't know what they don't know.
UWM plans to hold another two-hour workshop in fall to help students set themselves up for success and greater earnings as they grow as professionals. Michaela Martin, 89.7 WUWM.